Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So proud of the hockey elite. And I just want to state for the record, I'm not demanding this. It is just an offering. The offering plate, if you will. Just offering it out there. Let's go to the people. I want to see what everybody's got to say. Toronto's got a new public enemy number one. Do you make a run at him? Mitch Marner needs to change scenery.
Badly.
North of a point a game player. Damn near a point a game in the playoffs. I know he had a bad series against Boston. He ain't going to be a red. He cannot be a Maple Leaf. Maybe we take advantage of him. Add another rising star to go with Lucas Raymond and Dylan Larkin. DeBrincat could back down to that second line. I'm just asking. Go to the people. Andrew will lead us off. 97.1. What's up, Andrew?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
How are you, Andrew? Sir?
I'm doing well, thanks. I could not disagree with you more, Valeni. Not only is Mitch Marner a change of scenery, it's not even just because of his reputation in Toronto. It's his reputation in the league. I mean, Paul Bissonnette put him in a body bag on TNT talking about his play during the playoffs. Like, not engaging in puck battles, not in the right spot, just, and he torched him. And that's just one example. I don't think, and to kind of further cement your point about Red Wing slappies and their Iser plan infatuation, I just don't think he's the right player for us.
So
now,
who
I'm
is?
Also going to be disappointing you too, because I think a goalie is our first and foremost need, along with a highly productive player on the goal side.
Yeah,
I mean, just from the Toronto side, I mean, there's someone else who's available who probably the goal production is not going to be there, but I mean, Tyler Bertuzzi is out ahead his last year on his deal with Toronto, so I would actually take him over Mitch Marner. And I know that sounds crazy, but
No, Andrew.
That's the guy.
Andrew, if you listen to the show on a semi-regular basis, if I really want something or demand something, you'll know it. This is not that. It's an idea.
Yeah.
A suggestion. I'm searching for a way for this to actually turn a corner. And I don't know what the answer is. I'm with you. But Andrew, I can't blurt out a goalie that's this no-brainer player
right
to acquire. I don't know who you go and get. It's impossible to get a goalie. It's really hard.
Yep. And I think just to answer the question, it's not him. But sad story is, I don't know who else.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
That's
why Steve's got a very tough offseason on his hands.
Yeah, because Andrew, appreciate it. That's my point in all of this. We have got to stop in this town with the whole you're not good enough to date my daughter routine. There has to be. We have to get better players.
Right.
And every time Kenny brings a guy up, Kenny gets hit with a 2x4 by Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
He's not going to fit the plan. Yeah,
He doesn't fit our culture. And you're like, what? What? So how much
your
longer
culture,
do I have to wait?
Not making the playoffs.
And Andrew called up. I have no issue with Andrew's call. I don't want Marner, but I freely admit I don't have a better suggestion. Kenny, would you make it a Tyler Bertuzzi reset by Andrew?
I think it's an experiment that we've seen before with basically a similar group of players. I think I'm out on that, but I like the ingenuity. I like the creativity.
Go to Austin 97.1. What's up, Austin?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Just enjoying my ride home here. But I personally think that the Marner idea is brilliant. He fits the bill. He's a very similar player offensively and defensively to Dylan Larkin, but probably a little bit more skilled in offensive side. And I think that the culture thing that Andrew mentioned, it's understandable, but at the same time, I think that type of culture is what is groomed in Toronto. That's just a part of the Toronto system that it's inevitable. It always happens to those players. If you brought him into our system, I think our culture will grow on him, and he would grow with a group of guys that fit kind of his mold. And like you guys said, I think if it's not him, it's got to be Stamkos. There's really no other choice. We have to get better.
Well, and listen, I mean, Austin, I'm not even doing the, well, if it's not him, then it must be X. No, I'm saying we can all agree this is going to be a large offseason for this franchise. And we know what they got to do with Sider and Raymond. We know this. But there has to be a bold move somewhere, Austin. You know what I would compare it to? What you're going to see with the Wings this offseason is really what the Tigers are going to have to do next offseason. Because I'm at the end of my rope with both franchises. If the Wings have this very drab offseason and it's just Sider, Raymond, and shut it down, Austin, I'm out. It's the same thing with the Tigers. If Scott Harris goes into a third offseason and I just get another, you know, assembly line of Matt Vierling dolls, I can't do it. So, yeah.
I totally agree.
I don't know,
totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Think about this, too. Like, last year, this past season, we just saw it. When Larkin is out of the lineup, he is the catalyst to our entire offense.
Yes.
If you brought in a second player just like him, all of a sudden, you have two of top lines in the league. You could put Larkin with the Brinket.
Yep.
You could put Marner with Raymond, and all of a sudden, we have two lines that can score a ton of goals.
And here's the question. And Austin, listen, believe me, I'm the first guy who says the number one need to me is a goaltender. Or if you could find a rock star, top flight defenseman to put on the blue line, great. Who are those people? Really hard to acquire. It's Austin, this team, when you really step back, now that the first round of the playoffs is over, look, my Islanders weren't any good, and they got butchered by Carolina. The Caps weren't any good, murdered by the Rangers. The Red Wings, in fact, aren't very good. So you start to look at it and you go, all right, well, I just need to get better. Right. The perfect player doesn't exist.
Right. I think he would be a great building block. There's really not many other better options than him.
Right, like Reinhardt. And maybe Reinhardt's not coming here. That's not happening.
And maybe the change of scenery will help him because he won't be the most hated man.
But see, that's always been the funny part to me. It's like we've got a pretty good track record in this town of change of scenery working out for us, mm-hmm. right? I mean, most notably with a guy like Rasheed Wallace.
I was about to say, you become a fan favorite.
Sure. And we've taken players we've hated in this town, Chris Chelios being one. But, like, I just don't understand how we've had no success for basically a decade. It kind of feels like it's just slowly churning.
You're right. Change of scenery. It worked for Jared Goff.
Timeline would work, too. I know Kenny's screening calls, but I mean, compared to his Stamkos idea, this guy is 6-7 years younger. The timeline of it would work.
And you would have to sign him, re-sign him.
Correct? Yeah, you would have to. I assume you would have to extend him if you're going to trade for him this year as opposed to picking him up as a free agent next year.
Kenny, if I asked you a question of, and I'm not quoting you, but for the we need a goalie crowd, which I'm a part of, if there was a name you could offer, who would it be?
You know what? How about Kenny gives that to us next?
All right. You tease it right for me. Okay.
97.1.
Hey, it's Doug Blarsh. 248-539. Unbelievable. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.